Blog Talk Radio.
Pain hits fast, so get relief fast. Only Tylenol Rapid Release gels have laser-drilled holes. They release medicine fast for fast pain relief. Tylenol Rapid Release gels.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Oh, no.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I want to welcome you to our 3,465th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. You are listening to the voice of your 2023 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. And you are tuned in to the WBNN Dynasty, Bam Nation Strong. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Again, I want to thank you for joining us for our 3,465th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight is, topic is, no turning back, no turning back now. Tonight's show, no turning back now. The main message of the show is to encourage, to empower, and to educate our listeners to take action and to make positive changes in their lives, no matter what obstacles you face. The show will highlight individual stories who have taken initiative to live their life with purpose and to be the change that they desire to see in this world for themselves and those around them. Stay tuned and be inspired to make a difference. We're going to provide you with guidance and the resources for you to do the same. But before we dive into our show tonight, I want to take a moment to remember that family that lost that 14-year-old young man. 14. He was running out of a store. The store owner thought he had stole a bottle of water, chased him out the store, and shot him in the back. I want y'all to remember that family. And I want y'all to keep the state of South Carolina in prayer. Keep us lifted. Not just the state of South Carolina, because it's happening in a lot of places. This is happening to a lot of people, as well as a lot of injustices that's taking place within our brown community. But I just want y'all to ponder that as we go into this show tonight and think about no turning back, because a lot of us may have been in positions where our back have been against the wall. At least we thought our back was against the wall and that there was no way out. I was faced with that a couple of times. And as we close out May 31st, this is the last day in this month. As we begin this month, I celebrated my second birthday, which was May the 7th. 2014, I was shot point blank range with a sawed-off shotgun. I shouldn't even be here. So I celebrate this month. This month is a long month for me because I lost 6 family members in 2017 in this month. My grandmother, 2 cousins, and then I lost 3 family members to suicide, the youngest one being 14, the day before Mother's Day. So this month here can be a trying month for me. But no matter what, I look at it like there's no turning back, because God has brought me a mighty long way, because I could not be here and I should not be here, but God. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight, how you guys can really show me you appreciate me and this show. Call in tonight, 516-453-9133. Interact with my special guest. I have 3 amazing guests that's going to be gracing the platform. My first guest that's going to be coming up, his name is Rusty. This young man has a podcast platform himself. I've had the opportunity to be on his show, an amazing interviewer. So I'm expecting to hear some great things from him tonight about his brand and what he is doing to impact this world. But before I bring him up, I want Brother O to play us a song, because he always seemed to play a song that just nurtures the spirit in. And he always know how to play the right song at the right time. And I really want him to set the mood for what's about to take place on tonight. We are not turning back. There have been some things that we have overcame in our lives, and we are not turning back. So, Brother O, if you would, grace us with the track. And then when we come back from this track, I'm going to introduce my first guest.
One, two, one, two. One. One, two, one, two.
See, get out of my stuff. I'm not playing, man. All right. Wait,
Joy.
Wait,
oh, Joy.
You Joy. All right.
One more get joy, thinking about what you've done for me. I get joy, just thinking about what you've done for me. Yeah, we're talking about what you've done for me. I get joy, just thinking about what you've done for me.
Oh, how I wonder when my soul looks back, how I ever made it. My sinful wicked past. I did everything I
Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN Dynasty. I tell you, shout out to my big brother O, our 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, this jockey enshrinee, Honeybee Olasky, my big brother O. So, welcome back, welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela right here. Y'all can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press the 1 to join the conversation and interact with me on tonight. I want to see if my first guest is on. Rusty Diamond, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Rusty.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing
great.
Great.
How are you
I'm
doing?
Doing great.
Good to hear.
I didn't hear you.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course. You knew I had to repay the favor. You invited me to your amazing platform, so of course I had to return the favor. So since I have you here with me, I want you to share with all of these amazing listeners exactly who you are.
Sure. We'll go in the sense of not too deep of a question of who I am. My name's Rusty. I was a professional wrestler for quite some time, stand-up comedian, a lot of podcasts, and run a nonprofit, a 501c3, and I'm a hypnotist. It's kind of the general what I am.
Wow. You have a lot of interesting things going on. The first thing that triggered my ear was the professional wrestler, because I remember when I was little, my mom used to like wrestling. That was one of the things that we used to do together. Everybody know my mom passed away 12 days after my 16th birthday. So as a little girl, we used to go to the wrestling. I remember seeing the Junkyard Dog and the Boogie Woogie Man. Those were some of my favorites back in the day. I bet you didn't know a girl like me watch wrestling. But, yeah, I used to love wrestling.
I did not. So were you somewhere down in Louisiana or something around there?
I am in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach, okay. There was a television show that did one of their seasons in Myrtle Beach, and it's made me very much want to go to Myrtle Beach because of watching that.
What made you get into wrestling of all the professions? What made you decide wrestling?
Well, it wasn't the money, I'll tell you that much. When I was a little kid, in the mid-80s, my dad worked in New York, and he worked for a company that made these ice cream bars for wrestlers, and so he would get a whole bunch of promotional products brought home, and then seeing that as a little kid and getting to, you know, see this wrestling, and then then later on, not long after, I moved out to Oregon and started going to shows in Portland and seeing those as a kid and just blown away by it, but always being, I mean, I've always been a smaller kind of a guy. And so, it was always like, oh, okay, yeah, you're going to be a professional wrestler, but you're, 160 pounds soaking wet. You're not going to – not much of a good chance of you doing that. So I was always kind of like, okay, well, I'm just going to be a fan. And then one day I had a buddy. He started training to be a wrestler, and he said, hey, you got to come with me. And I said no for a while, and then – eventually caved in and said, okay, I'll give it a shot. And I had been going to local shows for a little while before this, and really liked their promotion and what they were doing there. And this was in Oregon as well. And I was very into the shows. I liked being able to talk some trash to the wrestlers, being a fan. And so when I said that I wanted to start training, the people who are the wrestlers figured that out, and they were really happy to have me in there to beat me up for all the stuff I had said the past year or two before that, and make sure that I'm, you know, worthy enough and that I'm worth the time to be able to train and not just someone who sort of wants to do it. And I haven't been able to find a way to step away from it. I've tried to step away, and I mean, I don't know. I feel it's something I'm going to probably end up doing until I'm dead in one way or another. So,
wow.
I don't know. I love it. I love it, though. It's an interesting thing with, people
so
I'd never.
So what's your nonprofit about? You also mentioned that you have a nonprofit. So what is your nonprofit about?
Sure.
Does it have to do with wrestling?
So it is sort of. It's called Sock 'em Up. And so it meets with. Let's see, with combat sports, so it's mixed martial arts, wrestling, boxing, all that, to be able to get socks for people that are in need, because socks are the most asked for but least delivered upon item in, in shelters and places where people need socks and need clothing. And so we're able to facilitate that, as well as be able to get some kids and other people that could use a nice place to be able to go instead of getting into trouble, to be able to go into gyms and learn how to fight or wrestle or whatever it may be. And then, be able to mix all those together. And it's stuff that my friend Casey and I know pretty well. And, it's a nice way to be able to kind of bring everything together and be able to get people socks. Because, I mean, you don't realize how much you need socks until you don't have socks, or you have socks that have tons of holes in them, or they're, dirty and wet. Wet socks, you get wet socks, it's going to ruin your day. So might want to have some clean socks. And yeah, happy socks, happy people, happy feet, happy people.
I tell you, that is so true, because I tell you, it seemed like if my feet are cold, I can never warm up my whole body. But if I get my feet warm, then my whole body will stay warm. So you are so right. You are so right about that. And the third thing that you mentioned that I wanted to touch on, you said that you were a hypnotist. You did hypnotics. You hypnotized.
Yeah.
People. Ooh.
Correct. So when I was wrestling, I was on the road all the time, and or not all the time, but usually 3-4 days of the week, the whole time, and then come back, work for a few days. I was a truck driver and deliver hardwood flooring into people's houses. And one day I was, I was walking across the driveway that was being worked on, and there was a piece of plywood covering up a hole, and I was carrying 80 pounds of hardwood flooring and stepped in the hole and destroyed my knee and didn't know where to go, what to do, and just because all I knew was, you know, physical work and being on the roads. I mean, me being on the road just completely stopped, so I'm sitting at home not knowing what to do and just getting more and more depressed every day and not knowing if I'm ever going to be able to wrestle again or do anything else physical after that. And so I ended up going and seeing a therapist, and she ended up giving me a book, and one of the, and it had two different jobs for someone like myself to get into, because I didn't know what I was going to do, and I hadn't given up, but I was getting close. And one was a Reiki, and the other was a hypnotist. And I thought, a hypnotist. That's interesting. That's nothing I ever thought of. And I'm from the world of professional wrestling. I think 95% of the stuff I see is fake. So I always thought hypnosis was like a magic act. And
wow. So
yeah, turns out it wasn't.
Wow.
And, yeah, I fell in love.
Wow.
And I don't have to destroy my body to do it.
Wow, I see. So my next question, before I turn you loose, I want to know, what was your point where you said that there was no turning back? Where did you get in your life and you say that there was no turning back, that you wanted to be the change that you desired to see in this world, and that you was going to do what you had to do to make that change and that difference?
I think it was the first time that right when I destroyed my knee, and the first time I walked into my hypnosis training, and the first time I got hypnotized, and I realized that this is something that I actually enjoy. I've had so many jobs. I've been fired from, I can't tell you how many jobs I've been fired from or have quit, and this is something, and school. I mean, I barely graduated school, high school, college, both of those. But then this, I was top of my class. I fell in love with it, and I just was go, 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 kept telling everyone how great hypnosis was. And if I hadn't have busted my knee and gotten down to a place where I didn't know where I was going to go, what I was going to do, thinking everything's over, to just let it go and get into something new and find something that I love, I can help people with. So I'd say that would be my part right there. That would do it.
Wow. What amazing story. What amazing journey you've been on. And to see that you are making a difference in so many different ways. You are teaching individuals, you know, how to give back, how to be the change that they want to see in the world with your nonprofit. So I thank you for all that you are doing. How can individuals support what you're doing? How can they reach out to you? How can they follow you, if you would?
Sure. I guess the easiest way would be to go to rustydiamond.net, and that has everything you need. Or if you want to go to my hypnosis page, it is hypnosisisgreat.com. Or the nonprofit is sockemup.org, sockemup.org. Or, yeah, just type in Rusty Diamond Wrestler or Hypnotist and you'll find me, no problem. And my show, the Public Access Podcast, anywhere you can find podcasts or watch or listen or whatever you want to do. But thank you so much for having me on. I really am happy I got to be on your show, and I enjoyed having you on mine, and I hope nothing but the best for you here.
Same to you, Rusty. Thank you, and thank you for extending that opportunity for my host over at the Crew Podcast as well. We truly appreciate you, because some of them, that was their first interview, and I truly appreciate you for giving them that opportunity. So thank you for all that you do, and again, thank you for stopping by and sharing with me here on the WBNN Walking in Purpose with Angela. I have enjoyed you on tonight. We have a track by international internet DJ legend Oleski. Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN Dynasty. You guys can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. I tell you, I was truly enjoying that conversation with Mr. Rusty Diamond, professional wrestler, has a nonprofit, hypnosis. I tell you, he's truly doing some amazing things. And I tell you, our next guest, I've had the privilege and the opportunity to have her on before. I tell you, she is one of my go-tos when we need prayer, when we need prayer warriors. She's one of my go-tos. And when I need somebody to step in and come and speak on a show or to step in for some words of encouragement, she's always been there. I tell you, I thank God for her. And tonight, for those that do not know, Minister Sharon Phillips, you're going to get an opportunity to meet her on tonight. Minister Phillips, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Queen. I'm here.
How are you? How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
I can't complain.
You know, I cannot complain. I will not complain because you know what?
Exactly.
There's so many things that could be going wrong that if I just even open my mouth to even just let it come out, it could just change at the blink of an eye. So I don't even want to give it the credit. So
that's right. You know how we do it.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I tell you, it's always something. I tell you, you know, here in South Carolina, we're dealing with some stuff. I'm telling you, we're dealing with some stuff. We got some missing people, these people killing these babies, shooting these babies, these unarmed babies. Now, I can see if these was adults. Now, I don't justify any type of shooting, but they you shooting unarmed babies. These babies,
Lord,
why would you even think these babies are carrying guns and stuff? And then a bottle of water, Lord help. Something that should be free anyway, but we having to go in the store and buy it. But the fact that he was in the store, they say he put the water back. So when he put the water back, they thought he stole the water. But the fact that you would chase that baby out the store.
Right, exactly.
And shoot him in the back. I tell you, I've been seeing all that stuff going on up there in your neck of the woods, too.
Yes, honey. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's prayer time like never before, honey. Yes.
Wow. Well, before we jump in, because you know me and you, we'll just jump into a conversation. And
we
forget we got the listeners on here, honey. We'll forget. So, hey, I want you to tell the people, because I want them to know who you are and how they can be able to follow you later on. But I want you to tell them who you are. Introduce yourself.
Thank you, Queen. First, let me say, again, I appreciate you having me. Like you said, we go back and forth, and I thank God for this fellowship, for him uniting us together. I am author Minister Sharon Phillips. I am the author of Hello, My Name is Abuse. I lived it, I endured it, I survived it. I'm also a motivational speaker for our young women, and I'm also the founder and overseer of the You Were Born to Win Conference. And I just thank God for giving me this vision and for giving me the strength to continue to help our queens to better themselves and whatever, not just abuse, but whatever situation you're in, to give you the words or some insight that you can come out of whatever situation you can and live a prosperous life.
Wow. That's amazing. I tell
you. And no, I cannot turn back now. I'm too deep in it, as we say now. I'm too deep in it, and God is steady blessing me and elevating me.
Wow. You took the words right out my mouth.
I know.
You took the words right out my mouth. You know, one of my things is, one of my favorite phrases is, and I got all the crew now started saying it, and now we are the change that we desire to see. I told them that I was changing it to our motto, that we
yes.
are the change
yes.
that we desire to see. We can't expect anybody to drop anything out the sky. We can't expect anybody to move on our behalf. We got to be that change that we want to see. You know, we
exactly.
always looking for the next person to do something, but it's not up to the next person. It's up to us. It's up to us to be that change. It's up to us. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back for me.
Right.
And
that's right. And you the only one can change your atmosphere, you change your life. If you want a better life, then you got to have that made up mind. You got to have that determination, and you got to do the work. You got to have faith. You got to trust God, as the saying, you have to trust the process, but you got to make that first step. And what I've learned in me, what I've learned in talking to some women and things, they, you know, they're afraid. They know people talk about, they talking about, and I tell them all the time, baby, they're talking about you anyway. They talk about me. They talk about me. And yes, they will hold you back because they have already destroyed your character. They already lied on you. They already mistreated you. But, hey, now you can turn that around, and the ones that said you couldn't, you show them that you could, and you did.
That's it. And that's be the change that you desire to see.
Exactly.
You know, not looking for nobody to hand you nothing. You know, I keep telling people sometimes we take these scriptures. You know, I know these scriptures are to be our guide and
right.
to be our blueprint. But sometimes we take these scriptures and we take these scriptures literally like something finna come up out the sky
right.
and save you, like something about to swoop in on an airplane and just take you out of all your ministries, and that's not finna happen. Ain't no horse finna come rolling
happen.
Out the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody
mm-hmm.
finna scoop you up and save you. If you don't get up and be the change that you desire to see, ain't no change gonna come. It's not gonna come.
That's right.
So if you want somebody to speak up on your behalf, then you got to do something for them to speak on.
You got to do something.
You can't be still and think somebody gonna do something for you.
You're gonna be very disappointed.
That's just like walking to your car and expecting your car to pull up where you are. Now, I know they got these new age cars, and now they might be able to do it now.
But
that's just like walking outside and standing in front of my door and just waiting for my car to pull up and whiff me off to where I'm supposed to go.
Right.
No, that's
right.
not going to happen. I got to walk to that car. I got to open the door. I got to sit down
open
in the seat, and I got to crank
mm-hmm.
it up, and I got to
mm-hmm.
put it in gear so it'll go.
That's right. That's right. But like I said, it takes them out. And, you know, if a person have been beat down so much, they have that low self-esteem. So somebody got to, you know, they got to find somebody. God would send them to trust me. I tell people all the time, ask me how I know, because I'm talking for what I know, not for somebody done told me. God will send that person, because it's not going to always be your family. Your family will be the main one constantly knock you down. So, you know, you already got people done already stomped on you, and you already got low self-esteem. So it's going to have to be somebody that come in and show you and tell you, instruct you. And you got to be willing. You got to have that open mind. You got to have that open heart. Because I tell people all the time, when somebody come to me and said, God told me to tell you, or God told me to do that, I said, well, if God told you to tell me, he have conditioned me to receive it. So that person has to be willing. That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right. He also have conditioned me to receive it. So, you know, they got that. God will send somebody to help that person, help you, and give you encouragement, let you know. And, you know, if we've been beaten so bad, we don't know how to look in the mirror and tell ourselves we beautiful, you make it, we stronger than we think. It's a process. I had to go through it. because my abuse started when I was young at home. So no one put their arms around me and told me, I love you, you beautiful. I had to learn that too. So we have to encourage one another and not keep putting our queens or even our kings, not even putting them down, keep putting them down. They already down. How far do you want them to go?
Exactly.
So, no, I won't, you know, I don't, you know what's been going on with me. You know, Satan has really, really been throwing his dots and doing that stuff, but that's because I'm standing more bolder now. I'm standing more stronger now. And the more he mess with me, the louder and stronger I become. So I tell you, come on with it, because I will not give up. I will not stop, not with my family, not with my friends, not with who God has conditioned me and positioned me to help. I will not stop.
Wow. And that's my thing. Like, I'm to a point where, you know, there is no turning back, right?
That's right.
When he was dropping these topics in my spirit, like, he gave me all the topics, and it seemed like one day, and I just made the flyer, and there was really no turning back. I'm not changing my topics. My topics is my topics, and everything is for the year is already mapped out. It's already, and as I look at them, everything just keeps lining up. So that's how I know that I'm on track with what he has called me to
that's
do.
That's right.
You know, that word
that's
of faith.
Right.
I tell you that word of faith. When he dropped that word of faith in my spirit and broke it down, you know, the F stands for first seek ye the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
The A is align with his word. The I is be intentional about the things that he's called you to.
Mm.
And the T is trust the process.
Trust the process.
The H is hold on to his unchanging hand.
Yes.
And if we would do all those things, we would get to catch up with our destiny. Because guess what? Ain't nothing going to change. Everything that he said according to Jeremiah 29:11 for our life is going to come to pass.
Don't you stop.
I don't care what distractions came. Like, so many people, like, and I say this because I'm working with some individuals that's incarcerated, and some of them have been incarcerated for a long time. And I thank God for what's taking place right now down there in the state
mm-hmm.
of Texas. I thank God for shaking up that state. I thank him for shaking up that judicial system, for shaking up that government. And I just hope that some more stuff get exposed. They got the attorney general under investigation. He's getting ready to get impeached up out of that office. They're getting ready to remove him. I'm telling you, honey, we're doing some strong praying over here at 121 days at 5 a.m. prayer. You better believe we down on our face. We giving up some stuff. We just come out of 31 days of sacrifice. Tomorrow is testimony
okay.
Friday.
Okay.
It's testimony. Tomorrow is the last day. It's the 121st day. We ending our 5 a.m. prayer, and we're going to be testimonying. Everybody that has, we got a young man that received his clemency. His wife going to be on there giving her testimony about how he was released, how he came home, and how they celebrated over the weekend, and all
wow.
of that. You know, we watch God move throughout our prayer calls, and throughout the last 3 years that we've been in prayer, 121 days, we watched God move. Ain't nothing nobody told us, something that we've
right.
seen for ourselves. We've had two individuals that were set free from cancer, that the doctor gave them the diagnosis, but God said, you are healed. You got Pamela
and
J. Hayes, 2 weeks clean, cancer free. You got Cheryl Northern mm-hmm. LaGrange, who calls into this show all the time and support me. Cancer free. Because
powerful
guess what?
Testimony.
We will not
mm-hmm.
be moved.
That's right.
Don't care what
that's
coming
right.
up, we won't be moved.
That's right. Powerful testimonies. Praise God.
And we looking for signs, miracles, and wonders to follow.
And wonders.
I'm looking for
yes.
God to set free them individuals that's wrongfully incarcerated. We've been calling out Jerome Devonte Wilson's name. We've been calling out Carnell Jackie Drummer's name. And we looking for God to move on their behalf. Because you got,
yes.
we're looking at two individuals in the state of Texas that have been wrongfully and overly incarcerated, and they're not the only ones. There's so many more, but I'm believing that with these two are set free, that there are going to be thousands of individuals set free behind them. Because what they're doing in the state of Texas is wrong. It is wrong, and they've been doing it for decades, and it needs to be exposed. And I'm glad that they've taken the first step by exposing this Ken Paxton, the attorney general. They've already they got him. And I'm telling you, you know how they do. When they get one person, they ain't going by themselves.
They're not going down by themselves. Nope.
They're not going down by themselves. So I'm looking, I'm trusting, and I'm believing that God is going to reveal some more, and that some more stuff is going to come to the light so that these people can come home, because these people have been wrongfully and overly incarcerated for way too long.
Wow.
And it's time for them to come home and be able to enjoy what life they have left. Because you're looking at individuals that's been in prison 20, 30 years. So do you know all the things that have changed since they've been in prison?
Yes. Wow.
So it's like they got to come back and then they got to get reacquainted with life, with the outside.
Right. And they got to have a strong support system.
I'm trusting and believing God for that.
How can they get your book and support
the conference? Because that conference is coming up, right?
Yes, we're still working on the conference because, you know, with everything that was going on, it was supposed to be in June, but with everything that was going on, we postponed it. So I'm going to try to have it around my birthday in September. So yes, I post my information. You can purchase my book actually because I'm changing, updating information on Amazon. So you can inbox me and purchase my book, and I accept Cash App. So you can reach me at my Facebook page. It inbox me, Author Minister Sharon Phillips. You can also my Instagram SH322 Phillips. And I'm also, I try my best to come on and do encouragement. I'm getting ready to start. I'm learning from you, Queen. So I'm getting ready to start my Moments with Encouragement by Minister Phillips podcast. So I'm learning from you, Queen. So, yes, God is steady blessing. So you can just reach out to me through my Facebook page.
If you need a podcast family, you know you're more than welcome to come on over there to the Queen. You know what it is. If you need a family, you need that little support system, because we're a family over there. We support each other.
Each
and every host is equipped and ready to, do what they supposed to do with their show. So if you need that little support, know that we are there. So come on over there and join the team. We're looking for FOMO hosts, so come on over there.
Okay.
I just had to put that little plug in there.
Right.
Plug in there.
Right. God has blessed me. My equipment came last week, so me and my son going to get ready to put my equipment up. And like I tell a lot of queens, everybody's not going to support you, but you still got to stand tall for yourself and go for it. I stay on Uncle Google, answering Uncle Google, how you do this and what steps to take to do that. So you just have to make that first step, and God gonna do the rest for you.
He will. Well, there's a will, there's a way. But you got to be willing. Because if you go over and I ain't no Bible scholar. I ain't no theologian. I don't know nothing about all that. It's somewhere over there in the Bible, over there in Exodus. I want to say Exodus 4:9, but I ain't sure. But it say that if you open your mouth, he'll speak for you. And if you just step out there, he'll show you where to go.
Exactly.
So when I figured that out and I saw that over there, I said, there's got to be some truth to that. So I just started doing it. I just started just taking a little bitty baby steps. I just started stepping out and doing this, and then he started opening doors, and I said, "Oh, if he's going to do that, let me do this. And then if he's going to do that when I do that, let me do this." So ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back.
Exactly.
Ain't no turning back.
And he would be there every step of the way.
I'll get started.
Yeah,
I thank you so much for always.
Yes. stopping by, you.
Sharing with me in your willingness to do what you do.
Yes.
Thank you. Y'all, we have a track coming up next by international internet DJ legend, Olatsky.
All hope is lost in some of the looks of things. I should be crying, but because I know in whom I trust, my heart tells me to rejoice. My faith in you keeps telling me to hold on. Whatever you want,
I got it.
Whatever you need,
I got it.
It's all in me. In my face, $1 short, one day late. Then I remember that maybe I just forgot to pray. Cause when I call on you, all you have to say is whatever you want,
I got it.
Whatever you need, yeah,
I got it.
It's all in me.
Welcome back to the WBNN Walking in Purpose with Angela. You are tuned in to the 3,465th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. Topic tonight is no turning back. I tell you, I have truly enjoyed my two previous guests. We had Rusty Diamond, a professional wrestler. He runs a nonprofit and he's a hypnotist. I tell you, No turning back. And then we had minister, author, my friend, Sharon Phillips on, sharing about her book on domestic violence. Y'all know I am a domestic violence survivor. This month I celebrate 9 years of being shot point blank range with a sawed-off shotgun. So it's always an honor and a privilege to be able to present a show to you guys. Because the enemy wanted to take me out, but God had bigger plans for me. And I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to turn my life around. And now I'm at a point where I cannot turn back because God has truly been good to me. He's given me an opportunity to be before you guys on this amazing network. He's given me an opportunity to pour into those 11 amazing hosts over at the Crew Podcast. And he's given me an opportunity to be a part of the L3 movement with Shaneria Osborne and Pamela J. Hayes, where we are in 121 days of prayer currently. We will be ending it on tomorrow. For 3 years, y'all, we have been sacrificing at 5 a.m. to stand in the gap for many. I tell you, you don't realize the calling of an intercessor and the duty of an intercessor and what all goes along with being an intercessor. But, y'all, I can't turn back now because you know what? Last year I said it was going to be my last year. But then God laid it in my spirit to do it again this year. And I keep saying this year going to be the last year. But as we end, as we begin to wrap it up, everybody keeps saying the next year, next year, next year. So y'all know y'all probably going to see us again next year. But without further delay, y'all, I want to bring up my last guest. I tell you, this young lady, I have never had the opportunity to meet her in person. But as I was preparing for my birthday celebration on this year, I did a virtual conference. And at the last minute, I had some individuals that decided to back away on their day. And this young lady, without even knowing what the topic or even caring what the topic was, she decided that she wanted to be a part. She wanted to step in. She said, whatever you need, Miss Angela. So I am grateful for her on tonight. I wanted to give her a chance. I tell you, her testimony is amazing. And just want to give her an opportunity to share on tonight and to really touch on this topic, no turning back now, because she's not turning back. I don't care what it looks like. She's not turning back. And I'm grateful for her. So without further ado, I want to bring up Ms. Sharice Johnson Moore.
Hello, hello, hi, hello. And how are you doing, Ms. Angela? How you
how
doing?
Are you?
I'm great.
Doing good.
I'm blessed by the best. I'm fine.
I can't complain.
Ain't no need, right? Ain't no need. Ain't going to get you nowhere.
Nowhere at all. Nowhere at all. I tell you. The night you stepped in on my birthday celebration, again, I cannot thank you enough for stepping in.
Oh, you're
and
welcome.
Being an amazing presenter, because you didn't even know what the topic was. Like a lot of the individuals that presented with you on that night, they've been knowing what the topic was and their subject for months. But I don't know if it was the day of. Or the day before. I want to say it was the day of the event that you stepped in and said, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And you did. When I tell you, you did that thing.
Uh-huh.
Because you had me over here. You had,
thank you.
You did. You had me in tears.
It was an honor and a privilege.
Well, you had me in tears.
Yes, ma'am.
And I am honored to have you here with me tonight. I want you to introduce to all of those that support the WBNN, who is Ms. Sharice Johnson Moore?
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. Sharice Johnson Moore here. All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Sharice Johnson Moore, and I am the owner and CEO of Sharice Johnson Moore, LLC, and LBM TV. It is a streaming channel. I'm also a minister, an author, a motivational speaker, gospel artist, podcaster, and executive producer of 4 virtual shows, Morning Word and Worship, Let's Talk Sunday, Entrepreneur Corners, and Authors Excerpt Sunday. And You know, it's just an honor and a privilege to be here. Okay, Miss Angela, and thank you for having me on your show.
I tell you, you do a lot.
Yeah, I do.
Your book, if you would, please, tell them, because a lot of us write for a lot of different reasons. What was your reason behind becoming a writer and then becoming a podcaster? Because you didn't just become a podcaster. You started your own network.
Yeah, well, the title of my book is Coming to Loving Yourself. And the reason behind that book was I wanted to let go of a lot of stuff I was holding on to. Before writing the book, I had experienced three major deaths in my life. And the three major deaths was my grandmother, which she raised me from a baby, and she took the place of my mother and father when they didn't want to be responsible for me. And she passed November the 5th of 2011. And then my father passes 3 years later, 2 weeks before my birthday of July the 14th of 2014. And then my mother passes 6 months later, January the 5th of 2015. So after, right after I come back from my mother's funeral, I decided to sit down and write the book. And I was like, okay, well, what about, you know, and it just popped in the top of my head about the title of the book, Coming to Loving Yourself. And it was a moment of freedom. It was a moment of letting go of all the things I was holding on to and all the things that was holding me back from being the person God wanted me to be. And so it started with the book, and then I started – I have a bachelor's degree in ministry and theology, and I went to, you know, theology school, got my bachelor's degree, and then God just escalated it from there. It was like, okay, got the book, then you got, it just kept multiplying, the stuff God kept asking me to do. So, and now, it started off with a program. I started off my live programming on Facebook, and it was called Morning Word and Worship. I used to do it every morning on Facebook. Okay, and then God gave me the vision to create other programs, like the Let's Talk Sunday, and it used to be Think About It Sunday, but I changed the name to Entrepreneur Corners. And then Authors Extra Sunday was geared towards authors. And so, because at the time when I wrote my book, I was looking around for different shows and stuff, and I was like, ain't nobody doing no shows. So I thought about the concept. You know, God gave me that vision for that. And then it escalated where a man walked into my Facebook one day in my direct messages, and his name was Wayne Manning Bass II, and the owner of C1 Media Network. And that's the channel has been LBM. That's the name of my streaming channel. It's called LBM TV. LBM TV is named after my three most important people: L for Lena, my grandmother; B for Brandon, my father; and M for Margaret, my mother. So, you know, and then it just escalated from there, and then it turned around, and before I know it, I was, oh, okay, I'm going to do a podcast. And then I started, you know, because I started my own podcast, Sharice Johnson Moore's podcast, which can be found on Spotify, Apple, Google, Overcast, Amazon Music, Audible, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, iHeartRadio, and a plethora of other distribution channels for streaming channels. And with my streaming channel LBM TV, it has been in existence for 2 years now. It'll be 2 years in July. Matter of fact, I started the channel the day of my birthday, July 24th. And the podcast will be I think 3 years, 2 years. That'll be 2 years too, because I started right behind each other, right along with each other. So that's where that's at now. God is still multiplying. God is still multiplying.
Yes, He is. You have another gift. You have another gift, and I want you to display that gift to the world on tonight, because I tell you, you truly blessed me. You surprised me that night, had me over there in tears. I'm like, well, where did this come from? Because I didn't even know. I said, man, maybe I didn't check her out good enough, because I didn't even know. I didn't see that. But I tell you, you blessed me, and I want you to bless all those that are tuned in on tonight with a special selection, if you will.
Okay. What should I be? Discouraged, and why to the shadows come, and why should I hold lonely? When Jesus is my portion, constantly His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because
some gospel music out as well, some original gospel music that you have written. How can we find your music?
I've done work with other artists, and one particular artist here is in Pittsburgh. His name is Pastor Derek Hines. And he wrote a song for me. It's called My God Reigns. And My God Reigns is on his CD. It's entitled We Shall Overcome Someday. And the song is number 7 on the album, the CD. Pastor Derek Hines is the artist that I'm being featured on. And I am currently working on some music in the studio to release my own music, my own personal developed music. So I'll let you know when that comes out. Okay, baby.
All right. I tell you.
Okay.
testimony, and we didn't go all into it on tonight, but your testimony is amazing. I tell you, I was truly honored to have you come and celebrate my birthday with me last month and get an opportunity to find out a little bit about you. And I tell you, I was truly amazed. But I know that you are at a point where you are not turning back. And I want you to share with the listeners what that turning point was for you in your life where you said that you were not going to go back to the old you, that you were going to be the change that you wanted to see in this world. When was that for you?
That change happened when my grandmother had her heart attack. That change was when she had her heart attack, because she was my everything, and she taught me how to be a lady, how to take care of myself, how to provide for myself, how to, you know, a lot of parents, they're not into teaching their kids about money, but my grandmother taught me about money and how to save and when to spend and when to save. And, but my turning point, like I said, it was when my grandmother had a heart attack, because up until that point, I was a prostitute, I was a crackhead, I was a thief, I was a whoremonger. I ran the streets, wasn't doing nothing with my life, hanging with the wrong crowd, thinking everybody was my friend, you know, everybody my friend, because I'm spending money on them, I'm making money, I'm spending it, getting them high and all this other stuff, you know, all the foolishness. And the moment it changed for me was when my grandmother passed. And I had the urge to go get high. I had the urge to go. I could go to a street on the house on the street. I could go on the street next street over from my grandmother's house and go to the crack house and go smoke crack. But I was too scared to go. And I tried to do that one time, and I couldn't enjoy the high because I was worried my grandma was going to die. Because she was on hospice. They had placed her on hospice, and I was her caregiver. I was the one that's taking care of her on hospice. So, but that was my turning point for me. And I just at that moment, God spoke to me, you know, that time of her being with us for the 2 weeks after she was brought home from the hospital to be on hospice. God had me just reevaluate my life. And I didn't want to leave this. I don't want to leave this world. He made me wake up and understand. I didn't want to leave this world with leaving my kids in pain and leaving, you know, not apologizing and asking for forgiveness when the time is right and things like that. A lot of things I've done in my life was because I had a difficult childhood. But some things you can mend, and some things you have to ask forgiveness for. So I've learned that. And my thing is, no matter what you've been through, God is not done with you yet. God is not finished. God, you know, that's just, you know, if he can give Sarah a baby at almost 100 years old, what do you think he could do with you? So, you know, and the thing is that I also learned this thing from my father's existence before he died. He decided after he turned 70 that he wanted to own his own trucking company. So I was sitting there thinking, I'm too old. I'm too old to start a company or business and do things. And then I thought about my daddy, and I was like, well, shucks, I ain't that old. I'm not 70. I ain't number 40. So, you know, at that time, you know, and so a lot of things I look back over my life, and I look at my parents, and it even made me evaluate the way I dealt with my children, because I didn't raise my kids. But it brought me to an understanding that I have to have a relationship with them. I have to talk with them. I have to give them guidance. Even though they may not want it or whatever the cause may be, you know, talk to them anyway. You know, because you never know what word of encouragement that they need here at that moment in time, you know. And God, lead them and guide them in the way that they should go, no matter how old they get. And so, you know, since that moment of my grandma being in hospice and she passed and stuff. And it just made me reevaluate my life. And I was like, I looked around and I said, I'm 40, almost 50 years old. I'm too old to be running around in the street, you know, doing all this foolishness. So, then when my grandma ripped, when she passed that evening, when she passed, that day she passed, I had went to church. So I tell you one thing, God know where to have you in the right place at the right time for the right moment. And I was in church and I was singing. And when I came over church, she had passed. She had passed on my way, I guess, coming in the door. So I was in the right place at the right time, you know, and to come home to find her not breathing. Really kind of woke me up and gave me an understanding of life's too short to be sitting around, looking around, you be 60, 70 years old still smoking crack. Out here with these no-life men that don't have nothing for you, ain't going to give you nothing, and life is, God put everybody on this earth for a reason, and they have a purpose. And what that means is that it don't matter how old you are, God still got a purpose for your life. God still has something for you to do. And I'm slowly but surely finding that out. And he is not done with me yet because I still got 5 books sitting in my head to write. I still got 5 books. And currently I am involved in an anthology with Miss Ardenae Garner. And she does the stand up resilient black women's clubhouse meeting in the morning, and I'm writing in her upcoming anthology book, and you know, God is opening doors to get me to, you know, help other authors publish their stuff, and you know, just God's not through with me yet, and I'm here. Say, God, use me. I'm here, you know, I'm your vessel, you know. That's what I had to surrender. I had to surrender to him before all this stuff came along because I was holding on to a lot of pain and suffering and passing that stuff on to my kids. And I just got tired of living like that. So, you know, once you surrender to God, there ain't no turning back. You might as well just go ahead and let him use you as the vessel. You just, you know, if God wants you to speak, God wants you to sing, sing. God wants you to help others, volunteer, you know, and then the things that you love. Never stop doing the things that you love from being as a child. And I realized some of the things that drugs had taken away from me, I've gotten back into where I want to help other people. I want to love other people. I want to help other people. And when a person purchases my book, Come and Love in Yourself, and I also have a workbook that is entitled Coming to Loving Yourself, Study Guide to Building Your Self-Worth. It also coincides with the book. And when people purchase the book, I donate some of the proceeds to our local battered homeless women's shelter here in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, where I live at. So, you know, you can find me at www.CheriseNJohnsonMoore.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Cherise J. Moore, Twitter, Cherise J. Moore, Instagram, SNJM5289, Instagram. You can find me on YouTube, Cherise Johnson Moore. You can find my streaming channel on the C1 Media Network Smart TV app, which can be downloaded, can be found on Google, Apple, Roku, Android, and Google TV. So, you know, and that's where everyone can find me. And just, you know, and you want to be a guest on my podcast, or, you know, I have 3 programs set up for Authors Extra Sunday. And Authors Extra Sunday has, you can be on Clubhouse. You could be on Clubhouse for $25. You could be on the podcast for $50, Authors Extra Sunday. Podcast for $50, and the big show where you get to be on all my social media networks, and you get to be on the TV, you know, streaming channel LBM TV, and you get to be on the podcast all at the same time for $150. So, and then I also have my segment of Entrepreneur Corners, which is all entrepreneurs, I'm looking for you. If you want exposure for your products or services, you come and speak with me, and we can sit down and tell the world about what you do and what you make and what you create and what you bring to the table. So that's how everyone can find me. Okay, Ms. Angela.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I see you got your hands in a lot. You got your hands in a lot. I see you out mm-hmm. here being the change that you desire to see in this world. You're not yes. sitting back and waiting for somebody to just hand something to you. So I definitely applaud you for that, for being that change.
Yes,
because I oftentimes tell people you have to be the change that you desire to see in this world. And you are definitely doing that. So I definitely thank you,
ma'am.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
For stopping by
welcome,
and sharing with
us on
tonight. Bless you, bless you, bless you. I want to thank you guys. Y'all can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ingozi Time Multimedia LLC. Again, I just can't stop thinking about these babies and all of this different types of violences that's been taking place. I want y'all to remember my nephews as well as they prepare to funeralize their father. We had a murder-suicide in our family, and I just want y'all to keep my family lifted in prayers. My family in Atlanta, y'all keep them lifted in prayers. But I tell you, this is a time where prayer is definitely needed. But I'm telling you, I'm at a point in my life where there is no turning back. I look over my life and I look at where God has brought me and where I am and where I've come from. I think about all the times when people picked at the way I talked, when people picked at me because I was taller than everybody in my class. But everything that people have made fun of in my life and picked on me in my life, they have been stumbling blocks maybe for them, but it's been a stepping stone for me because people said that I stuttered and that I was country and that I would never be able to be a public speaker. I wouldn't be able to do this well. Huh? I am. I'm a motivational speaker and I am a host on the WBNN. I am a host on my very own show, Monday Morning Motivation, Half Hour Power, third year. So everything that people sometimes say that you can't do, you have to prove them wrong, and you have to be that change. Because the very thing that people picked on me in elementary school would be something that would allow me the opportunity to go to college. I would be able to get a scholarship. I never thought I would play basketball, but shout out to Monica Denise Davis from Honey, a Path, South Carolina, for believing in me, for giving me that opportunity. And I can never stop thanking this lady because this lady would drive her own personal car to the game when my mom took ill and she didn't have to. But it was a sacrifice that she made for the team. But she would drive her vehicle to the game so that after the game, she could take me to be with my mom. So I will always love that lady, and she gave me an opportunity to play basketball. Y'all, I didn't even know how to dribble a ball, but this lady believed in me, and she put me on the JV team. I would play my JV year. The end of the JV season, I would get moved to varsity, and I never looked back. No turning back. I couldn't turn back because now I knew how to handle the ball. I knew how to shoot to the basket and score. So it opened doors for me to be able to go to junior college for 1 year that would end up leading me to Morris Brown College in Atlanta, Georgia. allowing me the opportunity to play for one of the amazing coach, Steve Daniels, and Coach Wallace, who's right now at Payne College, but gave me the opportunity and opened doors for me that I never saw. So there's no turning back. There's no turning back now. I tell you, I am committed to this journey. I'm committed to be the change that I desire to see in this world. I'm working overtime for Jerome Devonny Wilson and Cornell Jackie Drummer, because I truly believe that they deserve their freedom and they should be home. The state of Texas have done them wrong, and justice shall be theirs. So we have another track by our international DJ legend, Olasky. WBNN, Walking in Purpose with Angela right here on, well, we're live from Lagos, Nigeria, Y'all can call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I think we have caller number 1 in queue. Caller number 1, if you could please state where you're calling from and your name. Y'all, we're running low on time. We're running short on time, so we're going to have to be quick. We're going to give each caller 3 minutes, and then we're going to move on to the next caller. So caller number 1, if you could please state where you're calling from and your name, please.
Hello, Angela. This is Tiana Speaks. I just wanted to say a few things so that we can get to the next caller. I wanted to say that I think you are absolutely wonderful. Wonderful show. It was nice listening to your guest. I feel as though you are so powerful in your speech. You can feel this, like, you know, I've never met you in person, but I can feel the power through the phone, through the voice. So I heard you speak about stuttering, and that just gives somebody a chance to pay attention a little more and for you to say your powerful things over again that people need to hear. I think you are absolutely amazing, and you spoke about your birthday a lot, and I believe your birthday is 365 days that you had to give back to someone else, and I know that you do this on a constant basis, not even just your birthday, but I know you are continually, and you definitely walk in your purpose. I think you are absolutely amazing, and I want to make sure that you know that and you always remember that, because I'm very proud of you and what you do and the people that you've helped. And it's going to be a domino effect. And I hope that I get to meet you in person one day. I really do. I enjoyed hearing the stories. I wanted to ask you a question. You may not have time to answer, but maybe you can answer it on your next show. I wanted to know what was the most touching testimony that you've ever heard. That's what I wanted to know. But you can answer on your next show, because I know you have.
Wow, I know. I want to answer that one right now. I can answer that one right now. I actually had an opportunity to sit in the other night and hear this story where this young lady, her son actually murdered her husband. And that was the most. She just had the opportunity. She just released her book 2 days ago. No, over Saturday, she released her book. She had a book signing. And she just, for the first time, this happened in 2019, but she, for the first time, have been talking about it. That was the most powerful testimony, because she had to forgive her son, because that's her son, and be able to, you know, have a relationship with him, because that's her son. So I think that was the most powerful testimony I've ever heard. So I think Tiana may be gone. I wanted her to tell about her show, when is her next show, if she would, before she jump off. But I think she may be gone.
I'm back again.
Oh, you here?
Okay. My show is, thank you for sharing that too. That was amazing. My show is June 2nd, The Power of Thoughts, at 9:30 p.m., and I will be talking about the power of words and discomfort, misophonia, hyperacusis, ADHD. That's what I will be speaking about. So please tune in.
All right. And thank you. And you are awesome as well. Thank you for always supporting. We have caller number 2 in queue. Caller number 2, if you could please state where you're calling from and be mindful of the time.
Hi, Ms. Angela. This is Latonya Littlejohn. I'm calling from Spartanburg, South Carolina, where I am a member of the Crew podcast. I am also host of Delayed But Not Denied podcast, also an author with a book with the same title, Delayed But Not Denied, The Story of Tori. I just wanted to call in. I initially told you earlier that I was going to bed, but God said no. So I called in and I listened, and I just want to say I applaud you for what you're doing. And all the testimonies that I heard tonight were fabulous. I mean, I'm just I thank you for the platform that you've given everybody, you know, to be able to share and learn something from others. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for supporting, and thank you for pressing that one and jumping on. Again, how can people follow you? I know you said you are part of the Crew, of course, the next best thing outside of WBNN. How can they support what you're doing?
I can be reached on Facebook at Latonya Michelle Littlejohn. I can be reached on Instagram at I Am Tonya Littlejohn. And again, my platform is based off of spina bifida and hydrocephalus, but it's open to any and everybody. So if you would like to talk and share your story, no matter what it is, how good, bad, or ugly it may be, I'm open for it.
Well, thank you for stopping and sharing, and you keep sharing. We have caller number 3 in queue. Caller number 3, if you would, please state your name and where you are calling from, please.
How you doing? Tribal name is Huni Bakatun. Penny stage name is Master Todd Magic Man Haru. Calling currently from Nashville, Tennessee. I just want to say thank you so much for such an inspiring show. I appreciate you, Hall of Fame nominated for the class of 2023, and, you know, all of your shows, including tonight, is all of the reasons why you have been recognized and definitely on the way to becoming that and living in your purpose, okay? As always, I'm also a host of WBNN. When your show ends, mine begin tomorrow. And I'll be speaking about brotherly love, along with my own blood brother, the only other son of my mother. That'll be tomorrow at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
All right, Huni Bakatun, with all them accolades that I can't even say, but I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you for all that you do and for the stance that you take to be the change that you desire to see in this world. I tell you, you've been on this journey for 36 years, and I appreciate you. Y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. Y'all, that's one of my, I call him my spiritual father, so y'all know y'all have to tune in and support my Abba on tomorrow. That is Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. Caller number 4, you are in queue. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Is that me?
Come on now, caller number 4. Yeah, I can hear you now, but you're...
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know who that is. I know who that is. I can tell from the laugh. That has to be.
Yeah.
Let me. That has to be my. Is that my friend?
This is a
from Ohio.
Yeah.
Well, tell the people who you are.
My podcast is called Come Home, Stop Talking About It. I'm also part of the crew. I am the background supporter, administrator, along with Angela and Hezekiah. And I'm telling you, you know, God is good. I get on the 5 o'clock morning prayer thing with Angela, and I'm telling you, we have seen some miracles. I'm telling you, miracles, signs, and wonder. If people keep on saying there is no God, I don't know what they're talking about. Because he's been moving and moving on our behalf. Hallelujah, working. I mean, he is amazing. And I just thank God for the opportunity. Usually I'm asleep. I don't know why I'm up, but I am here to say, go ahead, Angela. Do your job, girl.
Well, thank you for supporting. Thank you for pressing that one and coming on and showing some love. I tell you, it's always appreciated. And I thank you for all that you do for us over in 121 Days of Prayer. We love and appreciate you on the Crew Podcast as well. So thank you. How can individuals support you? Where can they find you at?
They can find me on Facebook. Just type my name, Tamala Lucas, L-U-C-U-S. And if you type my name in, you'll see me on the Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. Just type my name.
Well, amen. And supporting me on tonight. Y'all, it is time for Ngozi time. I truly appreciate you guys. Brother O.
Keep moving.
Brooklyn bread through the woods of Hollywood. I roll like Tonto, hot show, chemo, sloppy. But I still here, no doubt, I'm thankful, mommy. Life beautiful, I'm laying back like a cuticle. Pass behind me, present look pleasant. Future the bomb beyond, I'm headed. Big butter, J-A-Y, my lord, ain't nobody touching, some still ain't try. What?
Back when I was a little child, Mama didn't always have a job to take care of me. But I love her cause she tried so hard to do her best. But when she fell short, God did all the rest. That's why you have overcome. Why wouldn't I say yes to you when you gave your life for me? Now I'll give mine to you, and I'm gonna tell
show tonight by Angela Thomas Smith. So proud of the 2023 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. Tomorrow night, we come back on with a person who, like Angela Thomas said, so many accolades. You know, the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, the 2020 enshrining for the same International Hall. The Madman Haru, Huni Bakatun, and We Will Aware You. He interviews his brother tomorrow. And I can't wait. And of course, I got a soundtrack for that too. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And of course, WBNN has advertising doing Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Ola Dali Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ola Day, lay down and Ngozi with my gmail.com. I am. You might want to follow his favorite producer, Ola Dali Malewa Ngozi, saying good night. Good luck to all the folks out there in law enforcement that support us on a constant basis. We know we only got 9 more minutes of the show, so I'm going to be quiet and give it back to 2023 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee and, you know, general managing partner of the Crew Podcast. But make sure you listen to that because it's a branch of Beverly Nation. The one and only, Angela Thomas Smith.
Well, I want to thank you guys for tuning in on tonight. I tell you, I have truly, truly been blessed by the individuals that stopped by to share with me. There's no turning back. We are the change that we desire to see in this world. And I want to put a special shout out tonight. I am looking for Dr. Candace Matthews out of Houston, Texas. If anybody can get me in contact with that amazing woman, I would truly, truly appreciate it. Again, her name is Dr. Candace Matthews. I need to get in touch with her because she's doing some things down in the state of Texas that I'm trying to get my hands on, and I need her. So I want you guys to make sure that y'all, if y'all know how to get in contact with her, please hook me up. I am the queen of collaborations, and you're tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela. I will see y'all again in 4 weeks. Love you guys, and make sure you vote. Vote for the queen. Get me nominated, y'all. I love y'all. Until next week. Until next time.